We're going to take a look at the meeting tomorrow, and what a beauty it is too. Brad Davidson, Daily Telegraph, Simon Dinopoulos, Racing and Sports. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we? Cozzy, good to be here. Simon, an outstanding weekend of racing, of course. Winx, but not only her, we get to see the great Flash Chautauqua back as well.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to it, Brad. I guess it's an entree for a couple of weeks' time. We'll see, obviously, the Everest about in 4 weeks' time, sorry. And it's great to see Chautauqua back, and obviously Winx, the headline act. Had a few knockers in the lead up to this weekend. I expect her to come out and sort of run up to her best form there, third up on Saturday. So really looking forward to it.
Well, now we're going to take a look today. Races 4 through to 8. The fourth, the Bill Ritchie. Now we put our 1 McCreary. 7 coming through is 280. 3 Tom Melbourne, 290. 5 Spectroscope, 550. 4 Burning Passion, $7. 9 No Doubt at 12. 8 New Tipperary, 21. 2 Havana Cooler, 23. And 6 Pajaro is 26.
Yeah, it looks an interesting speed map here. I've got No Doubt kicking up and holding the rail there. I think Burning Passion comes across, and then the Wallop pair, Tom Melbourne, and coming through, look to box seat just in behind the speed. But doesn't look to be a lot of pressure up front, Brad.
18th of March 2016, Simon. Do you know why that date is significant?
Is that the last time Tommy Melbourne saluted the judge?
That is correct. The Albury Cup, he won by 3.5 lengths. He hasn't saluted since. My question to you is, will he win on Saturday?
Look, to be honest, Brad, I've got to be against him. These horses that repeatedly keep getting beat, they just keep doing it. He's similar. I've sort of got him pegged as the next Dibiani, Tom Melbourne. He continues to run well, but just finds one better. So I'm against him on Saturday for sure.
All right, well, I'm giving him one more chance, Tom Melbourne. No, I haven't been on his back. That's probably why. But look, I think he's got the superior form to this. Simple as that. He should have won at Rose Hill 2 back, and then the Tramway, the Happy Clapper form. That's just outstanding for a race like this. He was wide without cover. Took Happy Clapper to get him down, and you know, we're talking about him in the sort of conversation as, you know, maybe the second best horse in the country by the end of the spring, perhaps. So I know some people are. So look, I've got to go with Tom Melbourne. I'll give him one more chance. If he doesn't win on Saturday, he's sacked for good for mine. I think the danger's number 9, No Doubt. I just think the 1400's a real key for him third up here. His 2 runs back have been outstanding. With no weight on his back, 53 kilos, he can run your race. 7 coming through. No real knock. I just think he got all the favours in front the other day, and they sit and sprint, and some of the horses behind him ran home quicker than him, and they weren't sort of outstanding horses. So I'm just a little knock at him at the price. 4 Burning Passion probably looks your leader in the race. Go forward, I think will be hard to run down, especially if this track is playing firm. I'm with Tom Melbourne. Which way are you going, Simon?
Yeah, similar numbers, just a slightly different order. I'm keen on coming through here. I thought he was really good first up. A big opinion of this horse. And then last preparation probably wasn't suited on the heavy tracks. He was solid in the round with Guineas there running third behind Inference. And then he won well first up. I know he got the favours on speed, but he ran quicker time than Winx on the same day, same distance. So I like the fact he's been kept fresh, 28 days between runs, and then a nice solid trial there behind Trapeze Artist. It's a trick Chris Waller often uses with his horses. I think he's right on track for the Epsom. And he certainly gets his chances but waits there on Saturday. I think he gets a lovely run for Michael Walker. Gets in the gun spot there, and I think he's going to be hard to beat. No surprise to see the money coming for him. Just on his opposition on Saturday, just had a look through it. So on average, his opposition are 400 days between wins and close to 8 runs between wins. And the fact he's the only last start winner, he's on the minimum, he's progressive. I've got to be with him. So coming through on top from number 3, Tom Melbourne. If I'm being honest, I thought he turned it up last start. He looked at the race, shot the bits of the 200, and Happy Clapper just got in there late. As Brad touched on, been a long time since he saluted the judge. My main query for him on the weekend is he stays at 1400. It's his third run back at 14. I think he's looking for the mile now. But he certainly gets a nice run, and Blake Shin links back aboard there on Saturday. So I respect his chances, but he can win without me. In for third, number 9, No Doubt. Agree with Brad. Comes here nicely, sets up well, third up. Looks to get a nice run from that inside draw. I think he can lead and give plenty of cheek. The rail out 9 metres on Saturday, and likely to be very firm. It is going to favour those runners on speed. So certainly respect No Doubt's chances. And in for fourth, number 4, Burning Passion. Not sure if he's up to the sort of better horses in this race, but he's racing in good form. He's rock hard fit, and he gets the pace angle. So throw him in for fourth. I'm pretty keen on coming through. I think he can win here on Saturday and be hard to beat in the Epsom in 2 weeks' time. My number's 7, 3, 9, and 4.
Right, we go to the next event, and this is Race 5, the T-Rose. Now we've got a full field here. 2 Champagne Cuddles, 340. 1 Tulip, 370. 6 Elysee is 650. 8 I Am Excited, 850. Number 10 Pandemonium, 10. Tenacume is 13, 11 Regiment 15, 5 Cellar Girl is $17 pop, 3 One More Honey 26, 7 Sweet Deal 34, and then 4 Whispered Secret 12 Smooth Landing at 51.
Yeah, look, expect a good solid tempo here. Pandemonium kicks up from that inside draw. Sweet Deal comes across along with Acume from that wide draw. I think Regiment kicks up and gets a nice position just behind the speed along with Tulip and Elise. Shouldn't be too far away. But imagine they'll roll along in front here, Brad.
Yeah, what about Champagne Cuddle, Simon? She clocked 21.57, the quickest last 400 of the entire day's last start. And that's quite a significant feat because that was 1,200. Now, you had horses like Redzel and Speed on the same day. She's sort of come home quicker her last 400. So she's running time. How do you sort of set her up because of the wide barrier again?
Yeah, look, I've got to be against her on Saturday, Brad. I'm taking on all the fillies out of the Furious. There was only half a length between the first four across the line there. I can see Champagne Cuddles was clearly the best run out of the race. I just think she's sort of been right there. I'm not sure if she's much better than what she's produced this time in, where I think there's a few promising fillies making their way through the grades here. And just at the price, and as you touched on, that awkward draw, she is getting a fair way back in the field here. I think she will struggle to make up ground there on Saturday. The leaders won't come back to her, and as a result, I've got to take her on. Just the fact that if she gets too far back, I don't think she'll be able to round them up.
All right, well, the way I see this race is it's probably Tulip, Champagne Cuddles. They look the two the hardest to beat. But you're taking $3.20, $3.50 them in a race where there's probably four or five chances and you can make a case for a couple of odds. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to tip number 12, Smooth Landing, on top at $71. I just think she's a fantastic price. She's probably not up to the top couple, I do concede, but at $71... We're all about taking overs here, and I'm happy to take the gamble that she's going okay. First up, third to Gold Standard was good. He's come out and franked the form. She really caught the eye that day. Second up, 1,300 Warwick Farm, a little bit flat, but suggested to me, A, she wants a big track. B, she wants a strong run, 1,400. C, she gets Barrier 1. D, she gets Tim Clark from a good jockey. So there's enough ticks there for me to put her on top at $71. But like I said, I do concede two Champagne Cuddles, one Tulip. They're the main dangers. And 9 Pandemonium back in trip probably wants that bit further, but she might run them along in front, be hard to catch. I'm just going for a bit of a roughie here, Simon. I'm just happy to have a little, very small nibble at Smooth Landing.
Yeah, concede it's not a bad way to play the race, Brad, as touched on. I think the Furious Stakes, it looks the obvious form, but it's not as big a jump as people think for these fillies making their rise through the grades. I think the horses coming out of this Furious, we've certainly seen them to this point. They're exposed. We've seen their best hand from a poker perspective, whereas I think there's a few fillies here who've got more to prove and more to show. So that's the way I've played it. As touched on, I've left Champagne Cuddles out of my first four. I've got Tulip on top. I thought she was one of the better bets of the day there on Saturday. She's a class filly who returned as good as ever first up. She only got narrowly edged out at Moonee Valley there. And we get a look at that form in the first race of Flemington with Ramuz lining up. Obviously just got the jump on her there, but I thought she closed off well over 1,200 metres. I think she'll strip fitter second up. She gets winkers off here on Saturday. And she gets Hugh Bowman from that inside draw. There's plenty of picks for mine. I know she failed in the size, but don't put that down as a knock. The 1,400 will definitely suit her, being a filly by Piero. And Hugh Bowman, he's won this race 6 times. So I think he can bring up number 7 here. I think she deserves to be favourite. She brings the best form into the race and happy to be with her. From number 9, Pandemonium, she's rock hard fit and she's flying for the Waterhouse and Box Stable. She puts herself into the race from that inside draw. And as touched on, with the rail out 9 metres, these leaders are going to be hard to run down on Saturday. And I think she can give plenty of cheek out in front. Number 10, Acume, also comes up from midweek grade. But don't let that deter you by a chances. She was a very fast winner at Warwick Farm last start. She comes across from that draw with Christian Reef aboard and expect her to be right around the mark. And number 5, Stella Girl, the Queenslander, brings different form into the race. And I think she's right up to this. She was really good winning first up. And then she closed off well behind Snip last start. If they overdo it in front, she's going to be the one closing off well late. And I thought she's more than capable of running a cheeky race. But just looking for different form, and I think Tulip is all class. And at the set weight, she's going to be hard to beat. So my numbers, 1, 9, 10 and 5.
All right, race 6, the Colgate Optic White Stakes. The George Main, 1,600. Now we put out 6 Tom Melbourne. 7 Winks, $1.09. 1 Happy Clapper, $12. 9 Fox Play, $14. 3 Red Excitement, $19. 2 Ecuador, $41. 8 Heavens Above is also $41. 5 Macintosh, $61. And 4 Macquarie, $81. A lot will be looking to play exotics in this, I imagine.
Yeah, certainly. And Red Excitement, interesting to see if Josh Parr adopts similar tactics on the weekend. I imagine he will. He'll bowl along in front. I think Ecuador tags him. McIntosh shouldn't be too far away and sort of wing kicks up there from that inside draw along with stablemate Fox Play, Brad.
Barrier one, Simon. Any concern for Winks? I guess it's the only thing that can beat her is getting stuck on the fence behind something going backwards.
Yeah, that looks to be the only chance, really. I suppose in the small field, Huey will certainly want to get her off the fence, rail out nine. They could race pretty compact. But I think if Red Excitement rolls along out in front, hopefully it'll string out and there shouldn't be any dramas with her getting out in a clear running.
Well, not much more to add. She'll win. She'll bring up win number 20. And if you're around in Sydney tomorrow, go out and watch the Great Mirror in action. She's just an absolute star. Three Red Excitement. You know, we saw how well he went against her last time. I expect if they adopt those similar tactics, he can run second again. One Happy Clapper, brilliant first up winner. Second up form is outstanding, generally improved. So I think he could be in for a big prep. And number two, Ecuador, one that will be up on speed and can run the top four with the tracks playing the way they are. But Wink, Simon, you just can't go against her.
No, she'll be winning, Brad. I think it'll simply be a case of how far they're on Saturday. She's sort of given us a scare in her first three runs back this time in, but I think third up, she'll be ready to peak here. Generally, from a ratings perspective, that's when we really see Winks start to really ramp it up. So from that inside draw, Huey will look to get her off the fence and then into clear air on straightening, and she's obviously going to be very hard to beat. Happy Clapper, as good as ever first up. I think he's stripped bit of second up. The fact you'll probably see to start to Winks is his biggest sort of offset there on Saturday. But he certainly expects him to run well. Number two, Ecuador. And then I thought he just raced a touch flat last start. I think he can improve sharply there on Saturday and should be on speed and expect him to run a cheeky race. And number three, Red Excitement. I think if Josh Parra adopts similar tactics, he'll be in it for a long way. But yeah, hard to tip against the Great Mare. And look forward to seeing her step out on Saturday. My numbers, 7, 1, 2, and 3.
Rightio, the 7th, the Bowman's Office Furniture Shorts. We've got a full field now, 2 Reds L240, 1 Chautauqua 390, 5 English at $4, out to 3 Takedown and 4 Fell Swoop, both 10, 6 Baller Muscle 15, 9 Nieta 19, 8 X-Tine 34, 7 After All That, 201. What a ripper field.
Yeah, I think this is the highlight for me. Certainly, obviously, looking forward to seeing Winks, but this race is a nice appetizer for the Everest in a few 5 weeks' time. So really looking forward to it, Brad. I imagine Redzel kicks up and holds the fence. Ball of Muscle showed good speed in a recent trial. He should pressure Redzel, and Takedown shouldn't be too far away from that inside draw. And I think Fell Swoop looks the box seat along with Nieta from that side draw. But imagine Redzel, he got all the favours last start. Not sure he gets such an easy time on Saturday, Brad.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Baller Muscle's going to put a bit of pressure onto him. It just depends whether they're happy to sit outside or whether they are going to put foot to the floor, because you think they're going to kick up on Redzel and definitely hold the lead. So, look, he's into 240. They've absolutely smashed him. They're the one, you know, the punters want. And look, I just think he's on top for me. He was pretty impressive first up. He was strong through the line, 1,100, no concern. My only issue is the price, 240. I think he's under the odds in a race with four or five chances. I couldn't take that. But, look, he is the horse to beat. If you want to back him, I think he'll get out a bit tomorrow. But I'd be probably playing trifectas in this race. Otherwise, 1 Chautauqua. We know his first up record last couple of preps hasn't been great. So maybe he's a horse that needs a run now. But I think he'll get a bit of speed on here. So that gives him his chance. He's a horse with an 800 metre sustained sprint. So he needs speed on to win races. And if he gets that, he can flash home. His trials have been good. 4 Fell Swoop, another one who's been trialling good. And 6 Ball of Muscle might be able to run a cheeky race if they don't overdo it up in front. But Redzel for me, Simon, just think he's skinny at the price.
All right. Yes, Simon, sorry.
Sorry, because you said a fair of that. You've left out my top pick here, Brad. So interesting to see how the race pans out. I've got English on top. I think, just looking back, I know she's sort of been touted as an autumn mare, but she only had the 4 attempts in the spring, so I'm not prepared to put a pen through her just yet. I just think she's had a really good grounding for this first up run on Saturday. Looking back at her previous preparations, leading into her first up run last prep, when she notably beat Redzel, she's got the SP over him, and she conceded the best part of the track to Redzel when narrowly beating him at Randwick in the challenge. So she's got a few ticks over Redzel, and I think the biggest concern with Redzel is he's not getting any better. He's just been well placed. Last 5 runs, time form rating of 121. I think that's all he's got, whereas English has certainly more to give as long with Chautauqua. They're both capable of running up to better performances, and as a result, I lean the way of English. Leading into her first up run last preparation, she had the 2 short course trials over 800 metres. This time in, she's had the 2 trials only 10 days apart and both been over 1,000 metres. So she's certainly going to be screwed down for this race on Saturday. She's had the track gallop at Canterbury. I think Gay will want to make a statement with her on Saturday leading into the Everest. She'll certainly want to go into that race with one of the leading chances. And given Redzel's likely to get more pressure in front, I think Blake Shinn can get into a lovely stalking position on the back of Phil Swoop. And if she produces what she can in previous preparations, she's certainly going to be hard to beat. She's won three or four first up, and I think she is the way to play the race. From number two, Red Zell, interesting just to see how the track plays early on in the day. If it is favouring leaders, Red Zell's certainly going to be hard to beat. And to be honest, if leaders are winning, I'd imagine Red Zell probably starts inside that $2.40. They'll come for him because he is the likely leader. And although Baller Muscle looks to pressure him, he's a good horse, he's in form, and he's got the fitness edge on his main rivals. So interesting to see how the track plays. I'd imagine that will shape the market there on Saturday. Number one, Chautauqua. From a market perspective, if the track is favouring on pace runners, expect him to be a drifter there on the weekend. But if they do overdo it in front, as Brad touched on, he needs the speed on up front. He's got a good sustained finish. And if he gets the speed up there, he will be charging home into the finish. But imagine he will be in need of the run. Just on his first up record, the previous runs, this race shape just hasn't suited him. So he's running well first up, just been in unsuitable races. And it could be similar on the weekend if on-speed runners are favoured. But you got to respect his chances. He's a champion and really looking forward to him pressing on towards the Everest. And number four, Phil Swoop. I just think he gets into the right run. I'm not sure he's up to the level of English and Chautauqua, but given he gets that race shape to suit, you certainly got to respect him. And as Brad touched on, he's trialled well in the lead-up. But keen on English, I just think she's had a different grounding this time in, and she's ready to rough and roll first up. My number's 5, 2, 1, and 4.
Now the 8, the Kingston Town, and here we take our Destiny's Kiss, number 5. 6, Antonio Giuseppe, 350. 3, Shikanti is 380. 11, Lifeless Ordinary, $4. 10, Megablast, 11. 12, Harvest Choice, 13. 2, Libran is 15, along with 7, Classic Uniform. 4, Allergic, 21. 1, Who Shot the Barman, 26. Number 8, DIC, 34. And 9, Kanema, 41.
Yeah, Classic Uniform looks to control the tempo here. I imagine Harper's Choice will come across with Anna Hieronymus aboard. Sorry, and Chicanti kicks up from that inside draw. So it just depends how much Chicanti wants the pressure from that inside to see Classic Uniform come across. But I imagine there will be a fair bit of speed here, Brad.
Yeah, they should roll along, shouldn't they? Look, I'm with the New Zealander, number 3, Chicanti. I just thought he did more work in the Chelmsford Stakes and still beat most of his rivals home. You know, he sat just off the speed when Red Excitement went at a decent tempo in front. He did all the bullocking work to get the field up to Red Excitement, and then he stuck on so well to finish third. I know there were some good runs behind him, but they were all bludging at the back of the field and while he was doing all the donkey work. So I'm happy to be with him. He was off a let-up of 12 weeks that day. He won the Brisbane Cup by 3 and a quarter lengths at his last start before that, over 2,200. So the 2,000 is no issue. I thought he should be favourite here. I think he's a fair enough price as well, around that sort of 370. Antonio Giuseppe, the danger, third up 2,000 metres, looks ready to peak. His late splits were really good in that Chelmsford last time out. And as I said, there's a bit of timing about this guy. 11, Lifeless Ordinary, really good first up. And then second up, maybe a little bit found out at weight for age, but back to this easier sort of set weights and pens race is going to suit him. And 12, Harper's Choice, I thought, could improve up in trip. We saw that last preparation, Simon. But Chicanti, for me, a tricky race, but I thought he was well enough priced.
Yeah, look, I thought it was a pretty narrow race. So I think there's only three winning chances. Chicanti, Antonio Giuseppe, and Lifeless Ordinary. And it got all in the way of Antonio Giuseppe just for the weight. He gets 2 kilos off Chicanti on Saturday, which is a big pull considering there's not much between them on raw ability. And I just think Antonio's had the better grounding. Obviously, Chicanti comes here second up, where Antonio comes here third up. He's been really good. He closed off well in the Chelmsford Stakes behind Winks and now gets up to 2,000 metres third up. The one query with him is the barrier. If he comes across and can slot in just behind the speed there for Ty Anglin, he's going to be very, very hard to beat. Bit of a crossroads for him on Saturday, whether he does press on to the Met Drop or they drop him back in trip to the Epsom. I guess we'll find out after he performs there on Saturday. But pretty keen on Tonio. Had him mark clear favourite and happy to bet up. I thought the price is more than fair. Can see Chicanti's a big chance there, but just at the pull of the weight, that's 2 kilos. There wasn't much between them last start. When you look at where they made their runs from, and notably Antonio, the SP over Chicanti. So got to lean that way, but he should improve second up. Blake Shinn a key booking, and he looks to get a lovely run in transit from that inside draw. He'll run well. I just got to lean the way of Antonio. Number 11, Lifeless Ordinary. He's my Metrop horse. If he can win on Saturday, he's going to be very, very hard to beat in 2 weeks' time. He's going to meet a lot of these rivals better off at the weights in that race. Brendan Abdullah links the board. I thought he closed up really well behind Winks. He was really good first up behind coming through. And much like Antonio Giuseppe, he's really ticking along nicely this time in. Big watch on him, as touched on. If he can win on Saturday, he's going to be very, very hard to beat in the grand final. And in for fourth, number 12, Harper's Choice. Thinking give plenty of cheeky for Adam Hieronymus. if able to press up outside the lead. He's ticking along okay. He was safely held in the Chelmsford there on speed, but now he gets to 2,000 metres. He's fourth up, so he's got that extra run under his belt, and he's certainly more than capable when right. But pretty keen on Antonio Giuseppe. I thought he was the best bet of the day. Numbers 6, 3, 11 and 12.
All right, now your best bet of the day. We got there, Antonio Giuseppe. What about otherwise? Anything else stand out?
Yeah, got to play English at the $4, Cozzy. I think she's more than fair at that price. If she gets the right run, I thought she'd be hard to beat. And just down in Melbourne, pretty keen on Mr. Sneaky, Cozzy. Race 3, number 12, Mr. Sneaky.
Right, Brad, what about you?
Named after you, of course, that horse, Mr. Sneaky Simon. But,
lovely.
Marsupial, Tom Melbourne and Chicante, the three that I thought would all sort of run well. And as I mentioned, just betting a smooth landing at $71. A small bet because she's probably not up to them, but I'm just taking the odds to say, well, the horse race, and she's shown enough to me, suggest she might run a cheeky race. So that'll be the way I'm playing. I must admit, I'm not overly confident on the program this week. I just think it's hard to find a lot of value. So outside of smooth landing, I thought it was a bit tricky. But good luck to all the punters there tomorrow. Cozzy, anything take your eye, or what are you doing?
Oh, boy, I, to be honest, hadn't had too much of a look as yet. I was going to say, I won't have a gander. I mean, obviously...
Well, you don't mind a roughie, so you might have to find one over the next few hours.
I will have a look over the next couple of hours, see if I can find something at a bit of odds here. I don't mind having one a bit of odds.
But, very good.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Takedown ran a fair race in the shorts, actually.
Okay. Well, we're on three different horses in the shorts, so maybe there take a try and see if we can get it.
There we go. All right. God give him strength. Okay. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Cozzy.
All right. Talk to you guys soon. Simon Donopoulos there from Racing and Sports, Brad Davidson, Daily Telegraph.